in week three of Alvin Bragg's witch hunt, the first criminal trial of a former president of the United States. It is crystal clear from the opening arguments and evidence that this extraordinarily weak case is blatant lawfare and election interference during the height of the presidential campaign. While the violent crime crisis rages in New York, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg brought bogus felony charges against President Trump for the non-felony of booking a 2017 nuisance claim as a legal expense. Under this bogus legal theory, this somehow impacted the election. This theory is so baseless that it was previously passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself. But a top political appointee in the Biden Justice Department was deployed to Bragg's office to go after Joe Biden's top political opponent and the Republican nominee, Donald J. Trump. And the case is in front of the Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden's campaign and whose daughter is raising tens of millions off this unprecedented case. This is corrupt election interference to its core. Even a former Clinton federal judge said Judge Merchan must recuse. What was Merchan's response? He retaliated against President Trump with an unconstitutional gag order. Last week, the House Judiciary Committee, under the leadership of Chairman Jim Jordan, released a scathing report highlighting Bragg's political investigation and prosecution of President Trump, calling it a direct threat to our republic. Democrats' corrupt and desperate witch hunts against President Trump must come to an end. This is lawfare and blatant election interference, and the American people know it. That is why today I filed an official complaint with the Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility on Joe Biden's special counsel Jack Smith for his clear and illegal efforts of election interference. We will fight the Democrats' unjust lawfare and expose this corruption, whether it is in New York, Atlanta, or here in Washington, D.C. This is an important responsibility of our oversight.
Or if he ever was going to rule on the allegations that Donald Trump had violated his gag order that he had placed on him at the beginning of this trial. And this morning, he began today by ruling that 9 of the 10 social media posts that the DA's office brought to him were, in fact, violations of his gag order. He has held Donald Trump in contempt, fining him $1,000 for each of those 9 social media posts. He has ordered Donald Trump to remove those posts by this afternoon. And he noted as part of his order that he wished that he had the discretion to change the fine amount, understanding that for not all individuals who are held in contempt, $1,000 fine may not be the punishment necessary to keep them from further violating such gag order. And he said because that discretion is not left up to him here in the New York State court system, that he could potentially foresee using jail time as a punishment against Donald Trump to keep him from violating his gag order.
Thank you very much. This gag order is not only unique, it's totally unconstitutional. I'm the Republican candidate for President of the United States. I received this honor in record time. Nobody's ever gone faster. It's never happened. Nobody's ever got the numbers that we got. And I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long listening to this stuff. And everybody knows, as far as everybody is concerned, if you read the great legal scholars and experts, everybody said this is a trial that is nonsense. It should have never been brought. That's showing loud and clear. But you have a judge who's totally conflicted, totally, absolutely conflicted, that he's rushing this case through. I'll tell you what, somebody just told me they've never sat for such a long period of time in a courthouse before. It's ridiculous. I'm supposed to be in Georgia. I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I'm supposed to be in Ohio and lots of other places. And they have me sitting here for a Biden trial. It's a Biden trial. And I never saw so many prosecutors. They're all sitting in the room over nothing, over absolutely nothing. There's no crime. There's no anything here. And that's what these legal scholars say. How can you bring a case like this? Bragg didn't want to bring it. Bragg is the guy bringing it, and he didn't want to bring it. Went to every agency just about in law enforcement. They all turned it down as a joke. And I'm sitting here because that's exactly what they want. They don't want me on the campaign trail. But it's a real disgrace. And the whole world is watching. It's a disgrace to New York. And just like N. Gorin is a disgrace to New York, we won that case because we won it on statute of limitations. And he turned down the appellate division. That's another case. It's all the same. He turned down the appellate decision, the appellate division's decision. They gave a decision that gave me mostly a win. Just about the whole thing was a win. And he turned it down. He's a corrupt judge. And this judge is terrible. And Kaplan is terrible. Gave a person, I have no idea who she is, $91 million. This is a corrupt system we're in. And I think the people are understanding it. If you look at the polls, the people of our country are understanding it. Thank you very much.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Tuesday, 30 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Finally, we're going on offense. That incredible rally that was this morning that you saw the folks down there. We'll hopefully have some cuts on that a little later. That'll get you jacked up. Elise Stefanik, throwdown. Breaking news, Jim Jordan has just thrown down on Colangelo. We got President Trump pushing back on the unconstitutional gag order right after he was threatened with jail. We're going to bring in Mike Davis. Mike, I'm feeling better today. I finally see it, and I realize, hey, all this may be a little late, not enough, but hey, it's a start. Let's start with Jim Jordan's latest. He's just come out with something. He's going to target an investigation on Colangelo. It's not the broad conspiracy that we feel is needed and needed now, but let's talk about what Jim Jordan's doing, then I'll get into Elise Stefanik.
This is an important step by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, so I commend him for this. He's issued subpoenas before for communications between these prosecutors related to this lawfare. Now he's seeking internal documents in the Justice Department to figure out just how this Matthew Colangelo, this senior political appointee in the Biden Justice Department, made his way over to Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office to resurrect this zombie case, this BS bookkeeping misdemeanor case at best from 2017. It's time barred. It's beyond the statute of limitations. And somehow this turned into 34 felony counts against a former president, the first indictment ever against a former president. And it was timed to interfere in the 2024 presidential election. They waited 30 months to bring these unprecedented indictments. And then they stacked these trials back to back to back in front of these Democrat judges and these Democrat hellholes of New York, D.C., and Atlanta. This is lawfare. This is election interference. It ties directly to President Biden, to his White House counsel's office, including Jonathan Suh, including the White House counsel's office meeting with Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's dumb, unqualified boyfriend in Fulton County, Georgia. They met twice, 16 hours, $250 an hour before Big Fannie brought her dumb January 6th indictment in Georgia, where she has a financial stake. She's taken illegal kickbacks from her boyfriend, who's billed $700,000 for that criminal prosecution. Biden's fingerprints are on all four of these criminal prosecutions. And Jim Jordan, this is going to lead to evidence, which is critically important because it's going to lead to a criminal, or it should lead to a criminal probe on January 20th, 2025, when President Trump is back in office and his acting attorney general orders a criminal probe under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against rights, a very serious civil rights crime, where if you have government officials colluding, including colluding with private actors to violate rights that are guaranteed under the Constitution, including the First Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, there are going to be severe political, legal, and financial consequences. And people on the outside are not immune from this, like Andrew Weissman. Lawyer up, guys.
Mike, this request for documentation about internal communications, this is a step in the process Jordan wants to do before, if DOJ stiffs him or doesn't respond, is that when he goes to subpoenas?
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. You have such a narrow House majority, and you have these weak, wobbly House Republicans, the biggest cowards on the planet. I'm going in tomorrow morning at 7:45 in the morning to talk to many of these House Republicans to help these pansy asses find their spines. We're going to help them find their backbones, and then we're going to get them in line, because this is unacceptable what these Biden Democrats are doing. These are Republic-ending tactics. We've been talking about this on this program for 21 months since the unnecessary and unprecedented and unlawful raid on Trump, the Office of Former President, for presidential records he's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. We've talked about Jonathan Suh for 21 months orchestrating that raid. Now the documents are out that he did do that, that this was a political hit from Biden on Trump, and these House Republicans have been sheltering in place for the last 21 months with very few exceptions. It seems like the only House Republicans who have balls are the women, like Elise Stefanik and MTG, and it's time for these Republican men to find them.
By the way, MTG, Mike's going to brief the House tomorrow. MTG's going to have a press conference at 9. We're going to take clips of that, hopefully get MTG on right after that. Before I go about your briefing I give, talk to me about Stefanik. Now, on another front, Stefanik kind of goes all in, too. She goes right to the Justice Department. Talk about what she triggered today.
Yeah, so Elise Stefanik is the number 4 House Republican. She's the House Republican Conference Chair, and she's an all-star. She has been a loyal Trump supporter from day one, and she sent a professional responsibility complaint to the Biden Justice Department. It's a marker clearly evidencing that what Jack Smith is doing with his January 6th prosecution of President Trump is blatant lawfare and election interference in violation of very clear Justice Department policies. And the Biden Justice Department is going to do everything it can to protect Jack Smith, obviously, because it's so politicized and weaponized. But guess what? When the Biden Justice Department turns itself into a pretzel to do this, that's where Jim Jordan can get the evidence to show that this is part of an illegal criminal conspiracy by the Biden Justice Department, right? And so there are going to be consequences to this after January 20th, 2025. These Democrats were laughing for a long time. They're not laughing so hard anymore after these criminal referrals, after these threats of a criminal conspiracy prosecution under 18 U.S.C. 241. It's coming, guys. You better lawyer up. This is unacceptable, un-American, what they've done, and they've crossed the Rubicon. And guess what? There must be severe consequences, legal, financial, political, so this never happens again.
When you have, we got about a minute. I'm going to hold you through. I know you got to bounce, but I'm just going to ask you gag on the other side. But when you have the conference chair, who's been the leader in so many topics like this, and one of the leaders of the of defending Trump in the first impeachment, when you have the head of the Judiciary and Weaponization Committee both sending formal letters, making requests, saying essentially preserve your documents, I want to see all internal communication, or dropping a bomb like Stefanik, when you're on the other side, you realize this is starting to heat up, correct?
Yeah, this is what happened during the Kavanaugh thing. The Kavanaugh confirmation, I was the chief counsel for nominations. It was then Chairman Chuck Grassley, my boss, great guy from Iowa, and these Democrats were like, it was like a prison riot within the Senate Judiciary Committee with all these BS allegations against Kavanaugh, 6 of them. And when Grassley and his team caught Julie Swetnick and Michael Avenatti obstructing the investigation and lying, Grassley did a criminal referral, and it was like a shot across the bow. It was like a nuke going off on the Democrat side of the aisle. They got eerily quiet pretty quickly, and it was, we went on offense at that point. We did 3 more criminal referrals. Of course, the Justice Department does nothing about it, but guess what? Kavanaugh is confirmed. Trump is going to win this election, and there are going to be severe consequences to this lawfare. This could never happen again, and to make sure that never happens again, we need to make sure that there is serious accountability for this criminal conspiracy.
Mike, just hang on for 1 second. I want to ask you about the gag order and President Trump's response to the gag order. And then we'll let you bounce. I know you're tied up, very, very busy today. Birchgold.com/Bannon. The end of the dollar empire, the 5th free installment. If you haven't gotten the other 4, download them too. This is the central bank digital currency. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Mike, I want to thank you for all the work you've done. I know you're going to brief these guys tomorrow morning, but the Stefanik situation, the Jordan situation, these are small steps, but they're important steps. And people should know that people are now at senior levels, important people that can make decisions are now focused on this. I don't think it helps us that the Democrats came out this morning and said they're going to block any motion to vacate because they like Mike Johnson just fine. But on this gag order, of all the great work you've done, some of the greatest work you've done is about the unconstitutionality of the gag order. And you've had so many wins at the Supreme Court already. The judge said he's had enough of Trump. He can't change the dollar amount. So therefore, the next time Trump does anything, he's going to consider jail. President Trump comes right back to the bullpen afterwards and throws down again. President Trump didn't act like a guy just gotten held in contempt, did he, sir?
Yeah, I dare this judge to put President Trump in jail and violate his civil rights under 18 U.S.C. 241. Because guess what, guy? You could end up in jail yourself for violating civil rights after January 20th, 2025. This is a criminal conspiracy. You cannot illegally gag Americans, right? Gag orders protect criminal defendants. They are a limited time, place, and manner restriction to protect the constitutional rights of a criminal defendant going through the criminal process. They're not supposed to be put on defendants. If defendants get out of line, if they obstruct justice, if they tamper with witnesses, if they tamper with the jury, you can charge them under those crimes. And just remember what's going on here. You have Michael Cohen out raising money and tampering with the jury pool, and there's no gag order on him. Right. But there's a gag order on President Trump because this judge does not want President Trump to talk about the fact that he donated to Biden in 2020 and another anti-Trump cause. This judge, Juan Merchan, does not want the American people to know that his adult daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a leading Democrat consultant and fundraiser. She's worked for Biden. She's worked for Kamala Harris. She's worked for Adam Schiff. She's worked for many Democrats. She has raised tens of millions of dollars over the on this criminal prosecution over which her father is currently presiding. He must recuse under New York statute. That's not just me saying that. Crazy Mike Davis, that is a former Clinton judge who went on CNN, Caitlin Collins' show on April 5th, and said that he has to recuse under New York statute. He didn't recuse. He expanded this illegal gag order. This Judge Merchan does not want the American people to know the name Matthew Colangelo, who got deployed from the number three office, a senior political appointee in the number three office, to Bragg's office to bring this zombie case. Merchan does not want to know that Biden is driving this. And that's why Trump can't talk about Lauren Merchan and Matthew Colangelo when he goes out to the sticks after these hearings, because this judge has illegally, unconstitutionally gagged him, and this is part of a criminal conspiracy.
Mike, where do people go? You're going to brief the House tomorrow morning early. MTG will be about the motion to vacate at 9. Then we'll be here at 10. Where do people go to get you in the interim? Social media, and how do they actively participate in all the great work you're doing over at Article 3?
Article3project.org. Article3project.org. You can take action there. You can donate there at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. My personal is at MRDDMIA. MRDDMIA. There's no way in hell they will ever gag us at Article 3 Project. We will go to jail.
Mike Davis, honored to have you on here. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Where would our country be right now? Where would our country be right now if you didn't have Mike Davis, Julie Kelly, Tom Fitton? I mean, these fighters have just done such a superior job. Now you got Stefanik, tip of the spear. You got Jim Jordan, House Judiciary, focusing, targeting Colangelo. There's going to be much, much more coming, I can tell you. People are now focused on going on offense. We're just not going to sit here and tolerate President Trump being abused, and that's what this is, being abused by this lawfare of Merrick Garland, the FBI. This is a collusion and a conspiracy by the FBI at the senior levels, by the Justice Department at the senior levels, by the Biden White House at the senior levels. And we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to make sure all these people are held accountable and all these people go to prison. They're trying to throw in prison one of the greatest presidents that's ever had. He's up by 6 points in a CNN poll. He's up 9.5 points when you count in all the third party candidates. He's going to win the presidency. They understand they can't beat us at the ballot box. Either they have to steal it or they have to use lawfare to shut it down. And we're not going to allow either one. Okay. And now we're going after those people, FBI, DOJ, the people in this, phony trials in Georgia, the phony trial in New York City, Julie Kelly, what she's blowing up Jack Smith every day on collusion on the classified documents, and then getting to Michigan and Georgia, and what happened in Arizona. In Arizona, it's outrageous of what they're trying to do. We're not going to stand for it. People are now taking action. Let's go ahead. We got a cold open. Ben Berquam has shifted from the Marxist trial in Lower Manhattan to the Marxist and the Sharia jihadist are taking over buildings up in the northern part of Manhattan, and nothing is being done. Let's play a cold open. Looks plain peaceful there, right? Of course, Ivy League campuses, the administrations, I tell you, the problems in the faculty and the real problem is in the administration and the problems with the donors who underwrite that. That's the problem. And of course, right now you have Brown University. Brown's caving, saying we're going to put to a vote disinvestment from Israel. We're going to put vote. They're cratering. In Northwestern, they just announced they're going to crater. They're going to add more Palestinian students on scholarships, more Palestinian teachers, you know, give them tenure, the whole thing. So you're seeing all the leaders of this country, these Ivy League schools, crater. Ben Berquam, I know it must be very peaceful at Columbia because the administration said they're going to expel everybody that was still protesting. One at 2 o'clock, then they went to 5 o'clock. I think they went to 7. Give us an update of what's happening with the neo-Marxists and the Sharia supremacists at Columbia, sir.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't discipline spoiled children. What we have behind me, I'm actually right across the street, catty corner from the Hamilton building that is actually still occupied by these jihadist supporting terrorists. I'm actually going to walk across the street and we'll walk and talk. But they haven't expelled them. Just a few minutes ago, as we were out here right on top of that building, we had one of these Sharia supremacists that came out and was actually waving a Palestinian flag, and they've done nothing. These guys are still barricaded in the building. There's actually flags hanging off the side of the building. You can probably see right there. You've got students that are now inside the campus that are chanting. They've brought their loudspeakers out. They are doing absolutely nothing. And again, this is the perfect example of what you do if you don't want to get a response from the person that you're supposedly trying to get a response from. When you cave to this, this is what you get. And while this is happening, you got more drums out here, but right now you got these guys inside chanting for Palestine, basically just chanting for Hamas, and more and more and more students out here. The irony, Steve, one of the things is all of these liberal feminist girls coming out and basically submitting to Sharia, putting the hijabs on their heads. It's just wild. And no, Steve, Columbia isn't doing anything to stop this. They're inviting
you're falling into the trap. It doesn't matter about them. It doesn't matter about feminism. The purpose of this is the revolution against the oppressors.
Right.
The Judeo-Christian West, Israel and the United States, the oppressors. They treat gays bad
right.
and they treat this women is, bad. That doesn't matter to that crowd. Here's my question.
Right.
The authorities and administration said they were going to be expelled at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, then at 4 o'clock, then at 7. What is the latest status? They've taken over the main administration building named after, I think, Alexander Hamilton. What is the current status we have there right
That's
now?
Right. Yeah, the current status is they still occupy that. And you're right, this has nothing to do with Palestine. This has nothing to do with anything that they're claiming it is. This is about Marxist, communist, American-hating, Antifa, BLM. They're actually still doing the chants for BLM. You've got the Berkeley Communist Bookstore out here. You still actually have, I'm going to turn the camera up here. That's the building they're occupying. They're actually in those rooms right there.
No.
The campus has done nothing. They're still in the building, done nothing to take them out.
Let me have that shot of that Palestinian flag again. Harvard's got Hezbollah. Columbia has Palestinian flag. It's been taken over. These are war zones that have been conquered. You're getting it right there.
That's it.
I tell you what, the problem is in the faculty that goads them on and teaches them this. The problem is in the administration that just sits there and let it happen and give them a bunch of happy talk and just pat them on the head and say, you're good kids. You got to stop this. And the problem is with the donors. Like Leon Cooperman and Robert Kraft, where's your money to counter this right now? Don't tell me you've cut it off because you've underwritten this. Look at that right there. Is that a disgrace? That is an absolute disgrace. If you can't see it live here, if you're listening to the podcast on radio, you got to go to our email and get the Daily Command Brief and see this. Stunning at Columbia. They're winning, folks. They're winning. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever. And now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free. When you get to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at sign up. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Get more support.
Donald Trump will get more and more support. Donald Trump is the most courageous man on the planet. And he has stood up to all of the political vicious attacks from those crazy Democrats. But Donald Trump will succeed. They have been trying to cause a heart attack or a stroke with all of the threat of threatening to take the building, threatening to many, all of that fake, false political attack. Donald Trump will be back as the president of the United States. Yes. Donald Trump again.
And you guys are from the Dominican Republic, huh?
Yes, I am originally from Dominican Republic. But I served in the military here, 24 years in the military, and retired also from, I retired from the Armed Forces of the United States. And also retired from the New York City Police Department. I'm one of those unique. And I'm for Trump, but with my head, my heart, and my mind, and everything to bring Trump back to president of the United States.
Thank you, sir. Steve, yeah, you want to jump
Ben,
in there?
Hey, Ben, here's what I want to ask. The media tells us every day that Trump is a racist, that Trump is a nativist, that Trump is a xenophobe, that Trump is a bad guy. Just ask each of these individuals, why do they support Trump? Because the media tells us that they should be the biggest opponents to Trump.
Yeah, the media is telling us that President Trump is the biggest racist, xenophobe, bigot, all of these things. What is your message? Why do you support him? And what is your message to the mainstream media that says that?
He is not a racist. Look at the crowd out here. Look at the various colors of the people that are here. They're here in support. It's not in protest, but in support. We're protesting the travesty that's happening in that courtroom over there. The travesty that happened to him and every other citizen of this great United States.
Sir?
As a Dominican, I feel proud of what he's been doing for America. And I ask him, please, when you come back home to the White House, do not forget Dominica. We need you. And I advise all the people who follow, the faith with value, please follow Trump. He's the leader of the value. Thank you.
Santo Domingo, let's go.
The Dominican Republic loves you, Trump. Dominican Republic, I love you, Trump. Forever.
Yeah, you hear it here, Steve.
Right there, we had every nationality, every ethnicity this morning, an outpouring of just common folks that came to support Trump against the Marxist, the Ivy League Marxist of Big Tish James and Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo trying to crucify him down there in this made-up trial. Ben, compare and contrast the salt of the earth there that support Trump to the pampered Ivy Leaguers we have at Columbia, sir.
It's just incredible, Steve. You've got, like you said, you've got the people that have came over here, the legal immigrants that have come over, and then you've got the spoiled children of Columbia and the surrounding New York out here. You know, somebody needs to tell this girl those cups and spoons belong in the kitchen. But this is what you have. It's like you have everything. You have everything, and you just disrespect it. But that's what it's about, Steve. The people that have come in from China and come in from these communist countries, they understand the stakes that we're fighting for. Most of the people out here have no clue what they're even yelling about. They just want to be a part of something. And this is why they're here. This is it.
Unbelievable.
This is the state of
Ben, hang around.
America.
We're going to come back to you. The administration up at Columbia has folded once again. They have one of the main administration buildings have been seized from last night, violently seized last night, and nobody's doing anything about it. In fact, the crowds get there bigger and bigger. Compare and contrast that to what showed up this morning at really the crack of dawn. They had to get up early. Most of those folks had to work today. It was just incredible. Joe Kent, a tale of really two countries. These radical jihadists and Marxists that are pampered go to Ivy League schools, and then the salt of the earth working class people. Give me your thoughts, sir.
Like you said, Steve, this is quite the contrast. We have the liberal elite who send their kids to these indoctrination facilities who are easily manipulated by the current thing. And right now, the current thing, just like in 2020, was going to war essentially against Western culture and against everything that we hold dear, because these protests have absolutely nothing to do with what's happening in the Middle East. I don't think most of those kids can point to the river, the sea, Rafah, Gaza, or any of that. They don't understand what's happening in the Middle East. They're just being manipulated. Where at the same time, we have U.S. service members that are taking fire in places like Iraq and Syria because Washington, D.C. refuses to pull them out. We've got troops that are getting put into harm's way in Gaza because Biden wants to fund every single side of this conflict in the Middle East. You have the working class out there that are putting their lives on the line, suffering losses, bleeding and fighting and dying for this country. And then you have, again, the liberal elite on these college campuses. And then they expect us to, you know, pay down their college debt loans. And then they also expect federal funding. It's really the elite on display and the huge discrepancy that there is between the working class, the deplorables, and the elite in this country. Who's willing to fight and die for this country? And then who wants to do nothing but burn it down?
Joe, you're running for Congress. We just had the start with Stefanik taking action finally, Jim Jordan, and we want to compliment Jim Jordan and the staff for really stepping up here, going after Matthew Klein. I understand a lot more work's got to be done, but it's a start. If you were in Congress today, where would your focus be between defending President Trump of this vast criminal conspiracy, and also because you come as a combat veteran and seen a lot of combat, and you've seen it at the gunfight level, not the staff level? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Gaza? What's happening in the Red Sea, in the South China Sea? Where would your focus be, and what would you be doing at Congress if you were there today?
First and foremost, Steve, our southern border remains wide open. The Democrats voted to leave this border open. My opponent voted to leave the border open over a year ago, regardless of all the performance votes that they're trying to take right now, because they've seen the polling and they know the American people are furious that Washington, D.C. is sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas while our border's open. So I think Congress should dig in their heels and move nothing forward until that border gets secured. We've had 113,000 Americans get killed by fentanyl. People in my district are being killed by fentanyl. We just had babies die of fentanyl overdoses in my state. It's absolutely absurd. And look, the easiest place to trim a lot of fat is all this foreign aid that we're sending overseas. Reallocate that funding and focus on securing our border, focus on fixing our infrastructure and serving the American people. We're marching blindly towards World War III with what's happening right now in Ukraine. We've just been told that, hey, if we give Ukraine $61 billion more, that's really going to, you know, affect a different outcome than the previous $130 billion that we gave them. And then they say, oh, no, we were just kidding. Actually, we're going to need to make this a 10-year plan. We pay up to $1 trillion. Well, no one's voted on that. And at the same time, that could have catastrophic consequences because, again, we are telling Putin that we're going to bring, you know, Ukraine into NATO and that we might put advisors into with boots on the ground in Ukraine. Extreme amounts of escalation that could be absolutely catastrophically dangerous. And then in the Middle East, we just can't seem to get out of the Middle East. We lost three soldiers defending the border of Iraq, Syria, and Jordan. Again, while our border is wide open, we've got this foolish floating pier we're putting off the coast of Gaza. Just today, Matt Gaetz was grilling Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin admitted that, yeah, our troops are going to be within small arms range, and they might end up shooting back. And, you know, no one's really voted on this. But by the way, we're just getting further sucked in. So we've really got to prioritize American citizens. We got to prioritize our own security and get that under control before we worry about the rest of the world. And we have to end Washington, D.C.'s obsession with leading us off into another foreign policy and foreign war debacle every single year. Every single time we turn around, they're trying to send billions more dollars over there or get us entangled in these conflicts. It's got to end. We got to get our priorities straight.
Where's the district? The folks, particularly the head, their heads on this massive spending that's driving inflation, the open southern border that nothing's been done about, and now knowing that they're working on a 10-year deal, we were told $60 billion, and they lied to us, said, oh, if it's $60 billion, that'll be enough. Now, immediately, they're working on a 10-year deal, basically to handcuff Trump. What are the folks in the district saying about all this?
People just feel like they're not being heard and they're forgotten. I mean, we've got people dying from fentanyl overdoses. The inflation is really hurting people every single day. And people are really waking up to the fact that the more Washington, D.C. spends, the less they get out of their paycheck. People understand that. I don't know if 5 or 6 years ago people really understood how out of control deficit spending drove inflation, but they are feeling it every single day now. I had a friend of mine say that, hey, he didn't need to listen to the State of the Union because the State of the Union is every time he goes and gets his receipt from his groceries nicer every time he fills up the tank of his car. And that's 100% accurate. People are absolutely livid that, hey, every time they turn around, they turn on the TV, they see that we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to countries that, quite frankly, most people can't find on a map, and being told that we need to sacrifice for that. But at the same time, it's an impossible task to get Washington, D.C. and to get the Democrats to get serious about securing our border and to get serious about taming inflation. So I think people are just fed up with the double talk from Washington, D.C., and they want to feel like they are being prioritized by their government.
I don't mean to pick on somebody, but we tried to pull some clips for a cold open for you of your opponent. Is she in the witness protection program, sir?
She is very carefully handled by her handlers. They tell her exactly how to vote. She got in some trouble here in the district because she's on tape saying that nobody stays awake at night because of the southern border, as we have people dying from fentanyl overdoses. She said that to cover her tracks after she voted against H.R. 2. She voted in support of leaving Biden's border wide open. And ever since then, she's been scrambling to try and take a couple votes here and there that sort of address the border, but they don't actually address shutting down the border. They don't address building the wall. So she's trying to kind of revamp herself that way. So you'll see the New York Times come in and provide air cover for her. A lot of the local media will provide air cover for her. But she is basically doing the Democrat playbook where she only does, you know, carefully curated media hits and then basically just campaigns from her basement and is relying on billions of dollars to come in, you know, from Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries.
But in the lived experience of the district, you can't spin them anymore. They see what an open southern border. Every state's a border state. Every district's a border district. You can't fool the hardworking, hard-headed, clear-thinking folks out there, correct?
No, you can't. I mean, she's going to try to. She tried to run as an independent last time. She could do that because she didn't have a record. She could say whatever she wanted. But her record speaks for itself. Everything that's hurting people right now, from inflation to the border to what's happening in our schools with our kids. I mean, she's voted for all of this. And so people have really had enough. I mean, everywhere I go in the district, you know, people tell me how they got sold a false bill of goods if they voted for her at all. I think we're having a much stronger turnout this year with President Trump at the top of the ticket. And look, you really can't lie about people's lived experiences. You can show them charts, you can show them graphs, you can give them great talking points, but at the end of the day, the economy is what it is, and they see there's being no action taken on the border, and people continue to die from fentanyl in the district.
Joe, your Friday show, We Pick Up Live, where you talk to your constituents, is a huge hit here on War Room, on our Getter and Rumble. Where do people go to find out about the campaign? Where do they go to find out your social media, all of it?
Please go to JoeKentForCongress.com. Need everybody's support. That's how I actually am going to be able to flip this seat, is the support from the War Room posse. So JoeKentForCongress.com. Anything you guys can donate, it's greatly appreciated. I don't have the millions of dollars coming from all the super PACs like the Democrats do. So that's the touch point. There's links to all my social media. Also, I'm really proud to announce I've got a book out about my late wife who was killed fighting ISIS in Syria. The book's called Send Me. Steve, I left you a copy of the book. It's there in the War Room engine room, but it's available for pre-order. It comes out next week. It's right here. Send Me. You can find it anywhere you buy books.
Where did that? You go to Amazon and get that? You can go to Amazon right now?
Yep, you can. Yep. Send Me in Amazon or anywhere you buy books. It hits the shelves on the 7th.
Joe Kent, you're a patriot and a hero, and so is your wife. So this is a book I know everybody in the War Room is going to want to read. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Some gave all, right? The Kent family. Tomorrow, Jim Rickards is going to join us to walk through all the geopolitics of what's going on, capital markets. Also, I know that he's become a big hit with the War Room posse. Strategic Intelligence is his newsletter. You can go to rickardswarroom.com to get your copy. You get a free copy if you go and sign up of Currency War. And Currency War was the book that made me aware of Jim Rickards' thinking. Absolutely brilliant guy. He'll be with us in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. rickardswarroom.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Strategic
Intelligence. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views, makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models, and beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Breaking news from CBS. CBS News is reporting the Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the United States as refugees, a move that would offer a, wait for it, permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza, according to internal federal government documents obtained by CBS News. So Biden right there, I'm sure, how quickly can Biden give him the right to vote, right? Wait for that. So permanent residence for Palestinian refugees. Like, this is going to add to the 15 million illegal aliens already here. This is what they're doing, just right up. It couldn't be any more up in your grill. We'll talk about this tomorrow with Jim Rickards. Like I said, he's going to join us at 11 o'clock. I think we're going to have Carrie Lake. Tomorrow morning show is going to be absolutely insane. The second hour of this show, I've got Eva Vlar. She gave an amazing speech in CPAC. We'll break that down. She'll be with us. She has 47 million hits, I think, on the speech. 47 million hits on Twitter on the speech. Also, Ben Harnell will be joining me. We're talking about the crisis in Western Christendom. All of that in the 6 o'clock hour. Catherine O'Neill, you're one of the hardest of the hard Trump, not just supporters, but in the administration. Now you're an entrepreneur that President Trump loves, just like himself. Meriwether Farms, what do you got? People love deals. They love your backstory, but they love your deals more, and they love your of beef. Course. What do you got for us?
Of course, Steve, we're always about the deals for the War Room Posse. So if you go to meriwetherfarms.com today and buy two burger boxes, you'll get one free. And it's really important to do that today because we have a limited supply. And it's also important to stock up. I always have about 50 to 70 pounds of this burger in my deep freezer at all times. You know, we don't know what's happening, Steve, in the coming time. So make sure to stock up on this amazing burger today. And as always, no hormones, no antibiotics. Born and raised here in the great state of Wyoming. As you can see behind me, we have some great beef dry aging. It's the best beef on the market for the best price.
What is it by people raving about your beef? You can go to your site and see all the great compliments people are giving it. Every time we have people take it, they love it. What is in a burger box? You say buy two, get one free. What is in a burger? What is in the basic burger box?
Absolutely. So it's 10 pounds of premium burger. It's 85.15. So there's a nice fat content in there for flavor. And you'll get 30 pounds essentially for the price of 20 today if you buy today. But you have to make sure to add all three boxes into your cart. There's no discount code needed because we always like to take care of the War Room Posse first. So it's first come, first serve. But you guys always have first access to all of our stuff.
And I take it if you go, this is not going to last. This deal is not going to be around forever. People should go today. Okay, two burger boxes, you
go
get one
today
free, and you get a lot of beef.
Absolutely. Yes, why,
give me
a lot
30,
of beef.
Give me 30 seconds. All my friends in Texas and Arizona are very upset about you saying the best, was it the best grass in the country
the
to feed
grass.
Beef?
Is it,
it's not that they.
It's the best. There's
why
no
does
doubt
Wyoming
about it?
Have the best?
We get limited rainfall, Steve, what? So the grass takes longer to grow. So therefore, the nutritional quality of the grass is more dense, and it's just better.
Fantastic. Catherine, one more time. Where do people go for the deal?
Go to meriwetherfarms.com. Buy two premium burger boxes, get one free, but make sure to add all three in your cart to receive the deal.
Great. We'll look forward to having you back on. Let you go back to work.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Was. White House, State Department, all over President on 16 campaign, on the 20 campaign. Mike Lindell, give me a minute on Robin Voss. You're going to be out in Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll go to you live. Tomorrow's going to be another insane day here in the war room. Tell me about, give me a minute on Robin Voss till we get to the heart of it. Deals. Robin Voss, are we finally going to get the blocker of all blockers? Are we finally going to get him recalled?
Of all blockers. He passed up Crooked Brad down in Georgia. He is the number one blocker in the country, but he's our number one target. I'm going to be in Wisconsin very early, about 7:30 a.m., meeting all the teams on the ground there, and we are going to be recruiting people to help in the recall and also getting more signatures. I found out, Steve, about an hour ago, they're 2 weeks ahead of schedule. They're very, very, the people there are going, hey, this is the second shot at it, everybody, but you had to learn from the first time. We knew they were going to discredit and discount, took out 4,000 signatures. They're not going to be able to do it this time around. The people in Wisconsin are fired up, as everybody in the country should be. Robin has not only blocked everything in Wisconsin, but that spills over into the rest of the United States, as Wisconsin is one of our most important swing states in this election. So very, very encouraged. And now, Steve, you talk about deals. It's the War Room Posse that gives me the time to be able to go and do that, because we're at full capacity at MyPillow. And now I'm going to try and beat the deal the meat lady just gave you, everybody. Our deal is you get a free pillow, MyPillow, with no purchase necessary, just shipping and handling. It's a free MyPillow Multi-Use 2.0. $39.98 value. I want all of you for the War Room Posse to try one of our great MyPillow 2.0s. No purchase necessary. Just pay the shipping. But go to the – I got a big news for the War Room Posse right now, too. Go to the website, everybody. And about 4 hours ago, we ran out of the towels. If you go down the second line there and stop it there, we ran out of the towel sets that were $25. So what did we decide to do for the War Room Posse? Our premium line of my towels that are $99, their normal price. Right now, you can get them till we get our other ones in. This will only be for a few days. Get them on the War Room Posse. Get them first. $25 for a six-pack set of those towels, plus everything on sale there, plus your free MyPillow multi-use pillow. And call my operators. They're very excited with this new offer. So everybody's excited, Steve, and I'm excited tomorrow.
We see you tomorrow in Wisconsin, the Robin Voss situation. We'll get sorted. Mike Lindell has committed to that. That's why he's heading back out there. Brother, thank you. Look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's show.
All right, everybody. Get your MyPillow 2.0.
They're going like hotcakes. Make sure you go and get them. Great sale. Huge response. Eva Vlar is going to join us next. She gave basically a grand slam speech at CPAC Hungary. I think it's 47 million hits on Twitter. Also, Ben Harnwell is going to join us from Rome. Birchgold.com. We've put out the fifth free installment, The End of the Dollar Empire. Let's download it. Central bank digital currency versus the other central banks buying gold. As much as they got right there in Libya with the occupied headquarters administration. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.